Shall we pray? In the words of the song, in times like these, we need a savior. In times like these, we need an anchor. Be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, you are indeed our rock. We hold on to you as always. Continue to help us to encourage one another. In these hard times, help us not to be idle for the devil to use us. Amen. We thank you for the many blessings that you give each one of us. During this time of COVID-19, where there seems to be no way, you will certainly make a way for us. Be our guide and hold us closely to your side. Give us love and strength for each new day. Amen. We are sorry for the wrong in our hearts. We ask for your forgiveness and trust in your everlasting grace to redeem us. Guide us in the right way. Amen. We thank you that we can still hear your word. May your presence be felt in our homes. Fill us with your Holy Spirit of love and unity. Amen. We pray for our leaders at this time as we are dispersed as a congregation. Give them wisdom as they lead us. Amen. We bring before you all the key workers, both within our congregation and those we know across the country, particularly those who work in the NHS. We pray that you will protect them and their families at this time. May they continue to trust in you. For those who do not know you yet, shine your light in them to see your amazing love. Help us to use this time to be your vessels, to offer comfort and strength to others who are hurting and in desperate need. Amen. We continue to pray for our mission partner, Arab World Ministries, this month. We pray for healing for a worker in UAE who is sick with a lung illness, likely to be COVID virus. May you guide the team working with Syrian refugee in Greece, where contacts are now restricted as community centers have closed. And we give praise for your mighty hand in Bahrain, where religious freedom is increasing and Bibles may now be sold. Amen. Father God, we lift up all those we know who are ill or suffering. We ask that you bring healing, comfort, and peace. Calm their fears and let them experience the healing power of your love. In Jesus' name, amen. We bring before you Emily's sister. May your gracious hand be upon her as she prepares to give birth. Lord Jesus, please bless her delivery and be with her throughout the whole time. Take away any fears that she may have. With no guarantee, she'll be able to go into hospital due to bed availability. You are a great and powerful God, and you will provide as you always provide for your children. Amen. Finally, John 6:68, Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Amen.